About 2 years ago, Alaska's only federal native reserve had to switch from hydro to diesel as its primary source of electricity. Metlakatla Power and Light General Manager Paul Bryant says in the summer of 2014, they noticed that the lakes just weren't filling up the way they used to.
So presently, we are out of the four hydro units that we normally run, we are only able to run two at this time, although we are getting rain this week and there is some snow runoff. So I believe we're able to run an additional hydro generator.
Bryant points to climate change as the reason for reduced annual rainfall and less water in the lakes.
We've recorded several of the lowest rainfall months in history over the last several years. So either global warming, climate change, whichever theory, but yeah, definitely different.
A recent week of rain and warmer temperatures was good news for all of Southeast Hydro needs, particularly on Annette Island, where they had to buy another diesel generator this winter to meet the community's power needs.
Because in addition to no water or snow, it's also been unseasonably cold, which means that the demand on the load is higher with reduced resources to meet that load.
They've been preaching conservation for the past 2 years, Bryant says. Then this winter, they periodically ask some of the larger customers that have their own backup generators to switch over to those rather than rely on municipal power. Even with those measures, though,
there are several points where we were actually discussing if we couldn't meet the load, what procedure were we going to use to determine who received power and who didn't? Fortunately, we didn't get to that place.
They have a plan for how to manage those kinds of emergency measures, Bryant says, but they don't want to implement that plan. The rainstorm made everyone connected to Metlakatla's power company happy.
I believe my director of plant operations was seen dancing in the streets. They've been under a lot of pressure, and so yes, the additional rain is very much welcomed.
But with continued warming trends expected, the community is looking at options, including some plans that have been in the works for a while. One of those is a new hydroelectric facility at the island's Triangle Lake. Bryant says the design work is almost done, so now they just need a funding source. If they can get the money, he hopes the new facility could be completed in 3 years. Most hydroelectric projects take a lot longer, but Bryant says Metlakatla might be able to speed that up.
One of the longer portions is the permitting, which may or may not be an issue because of Metlakatla's reserve status. But then again, we're hoping we can get it done within 3 years.
Another project is about three quarters done. It's an intertie that would connect Annette Island to Ketchikan. That would allow Metlakatla to hook into the larger Ketchikan Public Utilities electric grid, which is part of the even larger Southeast Alaska Power Agency grid. With that connection, Metlakatla could purchase hydroelectric power when it runs low, or sell it if the community gets to a point where it has a surplus. Bryant says the missing one-quarter section of the project is the most expensive, an undersea cable crossing the channel between the two islands. That project, too, needs funding to complete, and right now funding sources are few and far between. Bryant says the community has set up a special energy department that's looking at other options, such as tidal or wind-generated power for potential future projects. In the meantime, though,
conservation, demand-side management, and energy efficiency have become buzzwords. We're actually going into the school systems, and the kids are extremely receptive to it.
Conservation is good advice for everyone, really. So turn off the lights when you leave a room, turn the heat down a bit and put on a sweater, and hope for rain. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.